This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
You got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Are we seeing the earth? You got it.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. It's Sunday, January 3rd, 2016. You know, only a couple of days into the new year, and things are really exploding quickly. Of course, we have the situation with the developing standoff in Oregon, some of the Bundy brothers, as well as some militia members. We're going to talk about that specifically. Alex Jones is going to join us with a report that he put up on the web earlier today. We're going to play that for you in the next section. And then I'm also going to break down really what the background is of this. And I'm not talking about just the case. We're going to talk about that particular case because this is something that affects a lot of people. This isn't just something that is about that particular family in Oregon, or even ranchers and people who are struggling with the BLM. This tells us where the government is going to be going with bogus charges of terrorism. This is an outrageous case, what they have done to the Hammonds. But it's also very sad to see the people in that area essentially develop a mentality that they don't want to stand up and do something about it. It's also disturbing to see that I think some of the people there at the area, I think, are making a very important tactical and strategic blunder in taking over this facility that is out there. So we're going to talk about what's happened about this particular family. If you don't know about the Hammonds, you're going to be seeing a lot more about them. Of course, it's been at the top of the Drudge Report. Mainstream media is getting on this, and we want to give you the real background of what's going on with this, what's really going on with our out-of-control federal agencies. And it's not just the BLM. I wish it was just one agency. It's also the EPA and many others. It has to do with Agenda 21. It has to do with the Agenda 2030. They've now taken Agenda 21, and they've made it much more specific, given it a time deadline. So we're going to talk about that as well. And I want to talk about something that could have been done to defuse this in the early parts of this. I think that what is happening to this family, having been convicted on arson and terrorism charges, is just absolutely amazing to me. There clearly was no terrorism intent. They were doing the sorts of things that ranchers do to manage the land. Of course, the BLM doesn't manage. They are just in the business, evidently lately, of just stealing land. And so that's what we really need to talk about, is the background constitutionally of what's going on with it. We're also going to talk after the report about the what we saw with this New Year. Of course, just looking at Times Square, think about the fact there were 6,000 cops. There were checkpoints, snipers, canines. Also, people could get into their little cages and watch a ball drop in Times Square. That's how deeply in trouble we are. We look at a report breaking that down. Also, the new FAA rules went into effect, and as people got their little half-pound drones, their toy drones, they rushed to register these with the government because they demanded that you register this online or be submitted to a fine of $27,500 just for not registering it. Not that you had to do anything with it. Not that you had to fly it in an airplane or fly it too close to an airport. No, you didn't have to have criminal intent. They said it was going to be a civil fine. Where have we heard that lie before from the federal government? Civil asset forfeiture. We have allowed these types of things to come at us from the drug war especially, but now it's moving into all different aspects, all of these different federal bureaucracies, which operate as little fiefdoms, as little empires. They operate with criminal immunity. Remember when you had the gold mine that exploded this back in August? It was done by the EPA. They were working on this gold mine. They were told in advance what they were doing was going to cause an explosion by a retired mining engineer. He put it in the local paper, and he said, yeah, but I think you guys know that, don't you? You really want this to explode so that you can do what you want to do in terms of expanding your programs, expanding your footprint in this area. And clearly it did. It polluted with toxic metals the river that flows through three different states and an Indian reservation. Devastating environmental situation. Did anybody go to jail? Did anybody answer for it? No. But when farmers have a very small backfire to protect themselves against a wildfire, they're charged as terrorists. they're going to be sent, one of them, probably for a life sentence. He's old. It'll be another 5 years. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Alex Jones breaking this down.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Sunday, January the 3rd, 2016. We have a situation that's developed in Oregon. Of course, it is turning into an armed standoff. Alex Jones is going to break this down in detail for you, but I just got some information from Joe Biggs, some trusted sources that he has in the area, some veterans there. And, of course, after the failed attempt to get the sheriff to do something to protect these ranchers from having to go back to jail a second time, looks to me like double jeopardy, but having them go back to jail a second time for arson and terrorism charges, and we're going to talk about the details of that later in the program, break that down for you, exactly what's happening there, and of course the background constitutionally there. But they then went into the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge headquarters. This is some of the protesters there, because the people in the area did not want to take a stand against the arrest of the Hammonds, the two men who are going to go back to jail. One of them is 73 years old. And if they send him back to jail for another 4 to 5 years, as these federal prosecutors want to do, he's already served time in jail for the fire. And it wasn't something that I think he should have served a day in jail for. But if he goes back, it'll probably be a life sentence. Nevertheless, after the protest march there, Clive and Bundy's three sons and about 150 militia men have occupied the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge headquarters to protest the impending imprisonment of these two Oregon ranchers. Now, Joe Biggs just came in and told me that he's got some trusted sources that say there are armed military drones that are flying over this area at the moment. So we're going to stay tuned with updates as that develops. I want to give you Alex Jones's breakdown of what's going on right now. Here's Alex Jones.
My friends, Alex Jones here with a key report. It is 2:16 Central Standard Time. In about an hour and 45 minutes, David Knight will host the Sunday radio broadcast. I've taped special reports for it. I'm going to be getting on an airplane here in the next hour and a half to travel to Phoenix, Arizona, to interview a very important individual. Part of a project I'm engaged in to try to stop a staged civil war in America. That's how hard I'm working on this. And by tomorrow, I can announce who it is I've gone and who I'm interviewing. Very influential person when it comes to all of this. Separately, I'm sending Joe Biggs and crew to a rural area of Oregon where for months, really a year, there's been the feds under Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, and others land grabbing and doing horrible things in the area. Most of the locals, though, have wanted the Bundys out, who we've been supporters of overall, and others. Mainly because there's other provocateurs and people that have come into the area who, while they promote land rights and stuff like this, they also then try to demonize the movement while at the same time. It's completely textbook. And I've been saying on air, look for flashpoints, look for Southern Poverty Law Center type affiliated groups to try to wind up patriot groups ahead of Obama launching his big executive order attack on the Second Amendment, on talk radio, on free speech, on the patriot movement. And the hammer drops the next few days against the Second Amendment, the timing of all of it. And then the Bundys, I looked into it, the Hammonds who are being set up for burning some property as a firebreak, because the BLM wouldn't do it. They don't want them there. The locals have signs up everywhere. They still have a right to be there and demonstrate, and I support the Bundys. You know, that was their grazing rights. We were there. We supported them out in southern Nevada. Harry Reid came out and said these are domestic terrorists. I get the reason they've gone in armed at one level and you know, taking over this building to say we're here taking this over back for the people, because the feds themselves are literally run by the UN and treaties. They're usurping land. So the feds act like this all the time, taking property all over the U.S. Like I said earlier, on the Texas-Oklahoma Red River, people that have had homes for and property for over 100 years are taking it. I mean, it's free and paid for. They're just taking it, saying, you know, we're taking thousands of acres on every side of the river. I get that their actions are tyrannical. So under the Declaration of Independence, people pretty much under that doctrine have a right to do what they're doing. I'm just questioning the timing, the fact that you're not on your own ranch where you were since 1870-something. You're somewhere else. The locals don't want you. Now you're in a building telling armed people come there. Sounds like a recipe for a new Waco. People say, well, the feds don't want a new Waco. They may back off. Well, they may. But if they don't, people say, good, it'll start a new revolution. Well, then all you talkers that shoot your mouths off all day, I guess you're going to get what you want. Because we've been working, and countless others have been working, to stop what's happening in this corrupt government and expose Fast and Furious and Benghazi and all these issues. We're having big effects right now. Huge effects. We're winning. I mean, I talked to high-level people just in the last 24 hours. That the entire Secret Service is awake to what's going on. That's why they're being demonized. I mean, Obama is a Muslim infiltrator, a radical Muslim infiltrator. You know, I've never said that before, but you look at all his actions, funding ISIS, Al-Qaeda, overthrowing our allies in Egypt and other places and put the radicals in. But I've talked to folks, high level, multiple. I mean, I've been getting this from Secret Service high level for a while, but now it's super high level. And just like Bongino, the former head of the Secret Service and foreign details, said, Alex, it's worse than you even say. It's so over the top, but they wouldn't tell me. Well, now it's coming out. And the FBI knows about it. Everybody, I mean, even they can't believe it. And so the FBI itself has provocateured before, has gone out and found patsies. They're not perfect. But this is being Justice Department run. This whole operation discredit the patriot movement, and there's a separate group with think tanks running it. And so the system wants to get patriots fighting with the government right now to kind of overturn the chessboard and make everything violent instead of political, because they're losing. And so much is coming out. So I'm leaving. I'm going to get on an airplane right now to go. Literally first issue on my agenda was with this very prominent person was to try to de-escalate the situation. And now I'm going to be continuing to do that from the other front. But whether they do it through Black Lives Matter and the whole Soros-run system or provocateur patriot groups, we're sitting on top of time bomb. One of the only cards the globalists had to play is false flag or winding people up or causing an incident or provocateuring an incident. So this is a very serious time, people. They want to demonize the liberty movement. They'll do anything they can. The optics were wrong to demonize the Liberty Movement at the Bundy Ranch, because that was organic and came from the people and made Liberty look good and was a big victory. But they've sworn to get back at us. And the Bundys have a lot of courage. I believe they're good men and women, and I admire their courage. But I think the strategy is wrong on what's going on here right now. I didn't say that a year and a half ago. I'm saying that now, because you can just see the angles of this. Now, pray to God and get involved and spread the word. Maybe things will de-escalate. And have cameras there on scene like we are to cover exactly what's happening. Because that's what this comes down to, is that we want to try to exhaust every peaceful means necessary before things get violent. And we sure don't want to fire the first shot or be seen taking over, you know, federal buildings so they can spin it. Even if that federal building's taking over the whole local area, and it's like the Sheriff of Nottingham, basically. Alex Jones for InfoWars.com, InfoWars.com/show for the free video and audio feeds. For the latest hardcore coverage on this from a true patriot point of view, InfoWars.com/show. Spread this link to everybody you know. We'll be doing live Oregon. Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars.com. If you're watching,
All right, that's Alex Jones giving you a breakdown. He's going to be back later on in the program talking about this exact issue. And understand what's going on here. If you haven't read the articles that Drudge has linked to, this is something that's been developing for a while. I learned about this and talked about it on the radio back at the beginning of November. So it's been going for a couple of months. One of the reasons I didn't get involved with this like I did in the previous Bundy Ranch standoff was because I sensed, and we could already see at that point in time that I was covering it, the people there, the people at the very center of this, the Hammonds, did not want to stand up and stand against this, outrageous injustice that's being done to them. And so I thought that this was going to not be a wise thing to do from a tactical, strategic standpoint. This has now turned into the people who are there have now taken over a federal facility. Just understand that what's going on. These are people who set fire to land that they leased from the government. They had grazing rights to that. They were doing management. That's not what the BLM is doing. The BLM is involved in stealing property from people and holding property that they don't have a constitutional right to hold. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. We're going to give you the background facts of this particular case as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Longevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. And, of course, as we've been talking about since the beginning of the program, there is a situation that's developing in Oregon. This has been developing for a while. This goes back to a couple of ranchers who set a couple of fires, one in 2001, one in 2006. One of them was set to control a wildfire that was coming onto their property. They set a backfire to stop that wildfire, and it was effective. It saved their ranch. It saved their home. The feds were very upset about that. And this looks to me, as I was looking at the background this a couple of months ago, it looks like a vindictive operation by the BLM. But, of course, then there was another fire, and that was one that was to control the growth of invasive plants. That one was got out a little bit out of a hand, and it was about 125 acres that were burned. Now, that's about half of a percent of what they had leased from the federal government in terms of grazing rights. And, of course, the federal government, the Bureau of Land Management, doesn't really do management anymore. It just does regulation and confiscation. That's what's happening throughout the West. That's why this all began. Now, because this was such an egregious situation, these two individuals, one of them is in his 70s, the other's in his 40s, a father and son, they were charged with arson and terrorism. Now, understand, these are the same people who do not want the militia to stand guard for them and keep them from being sent back to jail. They are anything but terrorists. They were charged with arson and terrorism. They went to jail. I think the father went about 3 months. The son went about a year, and they were let out. That was what the judge had sentenced them to. That judge then retired. Another judge came in, and she wanted – another attorney came in and appealed it to another judge, and they – both agreed they wanted them to serve a longer period. They wanted them to serve at least 5 years total. So they're looking at being sent back to jail. Looks to me like double jeopardy. I don't know where these original sentences came from. It was clearly there was a judge who had some perspective in this. I don't know if this is a mandatory minimum situation. That is one of the many problems that we face in this country, the idea of mandatory minimums. Nevertheless, it is a great injustice. And these guys are anything but terrorists. They won't even stand up for their own rights. Understand what terrorism is. Terrorism is, by definition, the use of violence and intimidation in the pursuit of political aims. They weren't doing anything political when they tried to save their ranch from a wildfire, lighting a backfire. They weren't doing anything political when they were trying to get rid of invasive plants that were part of the grazing rights that they had paid for. Those are property rights, folks. You need to understand there's a lot of different types of property rights. You can have on the same piece of land, you can have grazing rights, where you have the right to have your animals eat the grass there. Then on that same piece of land, you could have someone with mineral rights extracting something from underneath it. These are the types of things that people don't understand when they look at these rural issues that the Bundys face. There's also the issues of whether or not the government should have constitutionally turned over the land when these territories became states. There's a clear case, I believe, that they should have. But nevertheless, this is an incredible injustice that's being done to these people. The Bundys and many others in the militia groups came there and said, we will protect you if you want to not go to jail, if you want to resist this and contest this situation. But the Hammonds did not want to do that. They had a... The people in the area did not want to push this into what they felt was a confrontation. I felt like the people who had come there who understood this issue, they were getting out ahead of the locals there. Even the Oregon Cattlemen's Association had said, this is totally outrageous. They were beginning to understand, I think, what was going on here. But before they really got on board to push back against these swarms of officers that are sent to harass our people and eat out their substance, as the Declaration of Independence said, before they really got on board with that, they got concerned that the militiamen were armed, and it looked like, in many people's opinion, they were trying to foment a conflict. I don't think that was the case. There might have been some people there who were trying to provoke things. We saw that happen at the Bundy Ranch as well. But be that as it may, after that didn't happen, after the Hammonds said, no, we're going to turn ourselves in, they're going to turn themselves in tomorrow, at that point, the Bundy brothers and some others went to a federal facility. They've taken that over, and they said they're going to stay there indefinitely. Now, we got this breaking news from Ross Elder about an hour ago. Drones over Malheur, that's the name of the facility where they have taken over that federal facility. He says, according to his sources, that are there. He said the source would not describe the particular drones that are being employed, but he said that there were high-altitude surveillance platforms that had been sent there to monitor activity in that area and in the Wildlife Refuge office. He said these particular assets are high-altitude, so they are invisible to the naked eye. Even at night, maybe you'll catch a glint of light or something if it catches the moon while it turns, but for the most part, they will never know that they're up there. He says as our conversation went deeper into probabilities and possibilities, the source made no effort to disguise his anxiety over a potential escalation on the ground. And when I asked what kind of response the militia could expect if they turned their guns toward government agents, the source chuckled a little and then grew more serious. He said, dude, these yahoos won't know what hit them. We already have snipers deployed in the area, but he said there was a lengthy pause. I urged him to continue. He said, well, that location is very remote. There is really no risk to non-combatants if this thing goes hot. A couple of missiles and the whole thing will be over. Now, that was given to me by Joe Biggs. He said he knows some of the people involved in this, and he trusts those sources. And I've got to say that if the federal government uses drone attacks on American citizens on soil here, that's going to be a civil war. That is going to be what a lot of people are looking for. And, of course, I believe that's precisely what the federal government would like to see happen. They have been preparing for a war against the people for a long time. They've been, as I said, harassing us, eating out our substance with these regulatory rules. Just look at some of the things that happened in the last couple of days as the new year broke. We've got drone purchasers overwhelming the FAA's site to register their drones because this is a new law that was put into effect by the FAA. So we have all these different bureaucratic agencies that just write their own laws. We don't have the Congress doing that anymore. We don't. Not only do we have taxation without representation, because these people come up with fines and fees and other things, they just like the FAA did it, or the FCC, or the EPA. They create their own fines. They tax us without representation. These are not elected people. They persist from administration to administration. That's why getting rid of Obama isn't going to get rid of this unless you've got a president who understands what the real problem is. So we have taxation without representation. We also have regulation without representation. They are regulating us to death. We've got drone operators who, people who had small half pound and up, did over 45,000 applications. They say that they think there'll be about 500,000 drones purchased during the holidays. So you've got about 10% of the people who sheepishly went in and registered this. And I say sheepishly, it's a large fine that they're going to weigh against people. $27,500 if you don't register your half-pound drone and fly it and they catch you. And they want to be punitive about it. And they can get very punitive, very vindictive. Just look at what's happening to the Hammonds in Oregon, being charged as terrorists because they tried to protect their property with a backdraft fire. You've got a Massachusetts judge telling a Catholic school they have to hire homosexuals. You've got a new ruling in New York City where they will fine you $250,000 if you offend a transgender woman or man in New York City. You know, Bruce Jenner, if you say something about him, you'll get $250,000 fine. 2015, a record year for federal regulations. And we're going to talk about that when we come back, and I'll give you the back.
Every year, millions of Americans are unknowingly letting government institutions and megacorporations steal billions of dollars of their money. And it's all possible because in the hustle and bustle of daily life, we forget to use those holiday gift cards. The numbers are staggering. In the past 5 years alone, $41 billion of consumer gift cards went completely unspent.
That's $41 billion taken directly from our back pockets. Don't let them win. Instead, use your gift cards to help support the InfoWar and get 15% off when you use the promo code GIFT15 at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com. Many gift cards are universal and work just like credit cards. But don't worry. If yours doesn't, just to promote the concept of using the money on your gift cards, the discount goes to everybody that uses the promo code. That's promo code GIFT15. Don't donate your money to the banksters. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're Simply Safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this January 3rd, 2016. We have armed militia, including the brothers of our Bundy brothers, sons of Clive and Bundy at the Bundy Ranch, are occupying a Forest Reserve headquarters in Oregon, and they're calling U.S. patriots to arms. This is a story that we have up on Infowars.com. They point out that Clive and Bundy's 3 sons, about 150 militiamen, have occupied the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge headquarters to protest the pending imprisonment of 2 Oregon ranchers accused of arson, and I would say terrorism. RT did not put that in their story that we've included. They accused them of terrorism, not just arson. They accused them of terrorism. It was not deliberate destruction. It was something they used to control a backfire to get rid of invasive species that were in the grazing area that they had purchased grazing rights to. There was no malice in this. There was no intent to use violence or intimidation for a political purpose. That's what terrorism is. And understand that when our government created the RICO statutes, they said, you know, we need the RICO statutes to deal with organized crime because they've got too good of lawyers, we can't get a conviction, so we need to be able to confiscate their assets before we find them guilty of a crime, and then we can get a conviction against them. And people said, yeah, that's okay. You're doing it against gangsters, okay? We're seeing the same type of thing happening now. People are laying down and saying, we're going to give the federal government carte blanche to do anything that they want to, violate our privacy, spy on us, act preemptively, take away people's property, take away their rights without a trial, without them knowing that they've been put on a secret list, without them being convicted, even charged. And we're going to do it because of, you know, terrorism. Well, how did that RICO thing work out for us? Well, it wasn't long before they were using that against abortion protesters. And now we can see this misuse, this abuse, this criminal use of the label terrorists. That's what's being done to these people in Oregon. And we had a lot of the Bundy brothers, as well as many people who were described, self-described as militiamen, going to that particular area in their defense because they are going to turn themselves into the federal government to go back to jail for a much longer period than they've already served. We had one judge who had some common sense. We had a jury that didn't have the common sense to not convict them. That's where jury nullification should have shut this thing down at the very beginning. If you have people who really think independently, who really understand what's going on, that's what you have a jury for. When you have an out-of-control government, whether it is local or state or federal, if you have a jury trial, that was why it was such a foundation to our liberties. If you have a jury trial and if you have fully informed jurors who understand what is going on, they look at this and say, wait a minute, I know these guys. I can see what happened here. I know that they aren't arsonists. I know they're not terrorists. I'm not going to find them guilty. I'm not going to let you send them to prison. And I don't know if they had a lawyer who did some kind of a plea bargain with that judge, and now that judge is retired, you've got a prosecutor and an appeals judge who says, no, we're going to go for a full 5 years on these people, even after they've served their sentence and been out for a couple of years. It's absolutely criminal what is being done by the federal government. So I understand why people are there. What I don't understand is why they don't want to stand up for their rights. And I understand the frustration of the people who've shown up there. I understand the frustration of the Bundys. But I also see that this is something that is not going to go well. When you had situations in Ferguson and you had situations in the Oregon gold mine, people there, you had with the riots, you had store owners who asked oath keepers, said, we would like your protection. The police are not protecting us. We would like your protection from the rioters, and said, fine, we'll do that. We'll protect you. They were invited to do that. Out in Oregon at the gold mine, they said, again, it was the BLM acting in a very vindictive way, trying to revoke the property rights of these people it had since the 1870s. They said, we would like for you to come and guard us so that we have time to get due process in court. And so you had oath keepers and other militia showing up there to do exactly that, to get them to stand off because the sheriffs were not doing their jobs. But you have a situation here in Bern, Oregon, where the Hammond family is saying, no, we're just going to turn ourselves in. We don't want to do that. And you've also got a situation here where, as they've talked to the people in the area, they said over half of the people here in this area who have jobs, it is now an economically depressed area. It used to be a much wealthier area, but the federal government, as they have in many areas, have used the BLM and the Fish and Wildlife Service to shut down people's ability to make a living off of the land. And so now at least half of the people work for the federal government if they've got jobs. If they don't have jobs, they're dependent on welfare from the federal government. So what we have is a reservation system, folks. This is what Russell Means said. He said, welcome to the reservation, white man. We have a situation out west where the government says that it owns all the land virtually, and then it creates all the jobs. And if you don't have a job, they will give you a handout. And what they have done is by a slow, gradual process, they have put us on reservations just as they did the Indians after they attacked them and drove them off their lands over 100 years ago. It's exactly that same situation. That's why you need to understand what they did to the Indians. When we went back and we looked at the anniversary of Wounded Knee, and we talked about the different tactics that they're using, these are the tactics. This is what the welfare system is. It's a reservation system. And when they come in and say, we own everything, and we'll give you a job if you play ball nicely, if you want to work for us. That's when we become slaves, folks, and that's when we develop a slave mentality. Nevertheless, I feel like because these people in that area do not want to stand up, this is the wrong place to make that stand. I think it's a tactical mistake. I think it's a strategic mistake to do this the day before Obama is going to unleash some executive orders on gun control. I mean, wouldn't you want to, if you're going to be Obama and you're going to be doing gun control, wouldn't that be something that you would love to have happening in the background? That's why I believe, I don't think that the Bundys are agent provocateurs, but I think that there are some people there that are pushing this in that way. I saw that happening at the Bundy Ranch. They kept control of it there. But I think now maybe the provocateurs have gotten control of this particular situation. Let's go to a clip that we've got of Ammon Bundy talking about what their plans are, outlining their plans.
So we have basically taken over the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. And this will become a base place for patriots from all over the country to come and to be housed here and live here. And we're planning on staying here for several years. And while we're here, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be freeing these lands up and getting the ranchers back to ranching, getting the miners back to mining, getting the loggers back to logging, and where they can do it under the protection of the people and not be afraid of this tyranny that's been upon them. And what will happen is Harney County will begin to thrive again. And one time they were the wealthiest county in the state. Now they're the poorest county.
Yeah.
And we will reverse that in just a few years by freeing up their land and resources. And we're doing this for the people. We're doing this so the people can have their lands and their resources back where they belong. And it's really that simple. But we're the point of the spear that's going to bring confidence and strength to the rest of the people. And we're calling people to come out here and stand. And it's really that simple. We have a place for you now. We have a place for you to come. We have a place for you to stay warm. We have food planned and prepared. We need you to bring your arms, and we need you to come to the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge.
Okay, well, what I would say to that is that you have to have a situation where people want their freedom. You know, there's an old saying, freedom cannot be given, it must be taken. You have to have people who want it badly. And I don't think that the people in that area, as I said before, are really standing there. If you're going to make a stand, you need to make a stand somewhere where the community is with you. That's what worked at the Bundy Ranch. You had neighbor standing with neighbor saying, we are tired of you stealing our land. We are tired of you coming in here and attacking people with SWAT teams, with police dogs, with tasers. We're not going to stand for that. There was a guy, LaVoy Finicum, he came over from Arizona, and he said, yeah, we rode over on our horses because you're not going to shoot a man with a taser off of a 2,000-pound animal. You're going to have to shoot him with a rifle. They were willing to stand up and take the backs of their friends. And these people up there in Oregon really don't seem to be on board with this. That, to me, is the fundamental flaw with it. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the background, the constitutional background. What are the real issues involved in this? Because the mainstream media is only going to focus on the stand-down issue, on the guns pointed back and forth. We'll be right back.
Every year, millions of Americans are unknowingly letting government institutions and megacorporations steal billions of dollars of their money. And it's all possible because in the hustle and bustle of daily life, we forget to use those holiday gift cards. The numbers are staggering. In the past 5 years alone, $41 billion of consumer gift cards went completely unspent. That's $41 billion taken directly from our back pockets. Don't let them win. Instead, use your gift cards to help support the InfoWar and get 15% off when you use the promo code GIFT15 at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com. Many gift cards are universal and work just like credit cards. But don't worry, if yours doesn't, just to promote the concept of using the money on your gift cards, the discount goes to everybody that uses the promo code. That's promo code GIFT15. Don't donate your money to the banksters. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Sunday, January the 3rd, 2016. I want to get back to the situation in Oregon, give you some more background on it. But before I do, I just want to let you know that we still have the special for Prison Planet TV. That's the one-year subscription special. You get that for half off, 6 months. We've never done more than 5 months for free. This year we're doing 6 months for free when you sign up for an annual subscription. That's only 10 cents a day. With that, that gets you our nightly news broadcast as it happens in HD. Of course, you can stream that on Roku or Boxy, as well as stream it on any of your computers or handheld devices. It also gives you access to all of Alex Jones's documentaries, all of the books that we have online that we have put there. It's a great resource tool, a great way to wake people up, and that, I believe, is what we really need to do. We need to make sure that we don't get out ahead of other people as we see this happening here in Oregon. We need to make sure that people understand what is happening to them, see the injustice, and then there are other ways that we can do this other than an armed standoff. That's what concerns me about this. I was there at the Bundy Ranch. I thought everything that happened was done very wisely in that particular case. I thought that Cliven Bundy moved to get the cattle back. He had a very concrete, attainable goal that could be done in a period of time there. It did create a standoff. I was there down on the ground with everybody as we were walking up to the gates where they were holding the cattle behind that area. At the same time, you had the BLM and federal officials were pointing guns at us and telling us as we accumulated down there under the overpasses that they would shoot to kill if we did not go. They said, we have a court order, and we will shoot. And people didn't care because we're tired of seeing them treat people the way they are. We had neighbor with neighbor standing up saying, we're not going to go. We're going to get the cattle back, or we're going to be cattle. It was a very powerful moment. I think it was the right thing to do. I think it was handled well. But when I look at this and their goals saying that they're going to stay here for years in an area where they are not really supported, where the people don't really want to stand up for their freedom. They say they're going to hang out there for years and it's going to be a gathering place for people to begin to take back their rights. I don't think that's going to work. I think it's a bad strategy. I think it is a bad tactic. I think it's going to really play into Obama's hands. That's why I'm concerned that there is some provocateuring going on here with people who have got their ear. Now, going back to this case, understand that one of these ranchers at 73, they say he feels that his upcoming prison term is going to be a life sentence. They're going to send them back to jail, even though they've already served time for things that I think were clearly not charges they should have been convicted of. It was not arson. It was certainly not terrorism. These people don't have the political agenda here, the Hammond family. He says, it just seems a little overreach for having burned 127 acres. The 73-year-old man says, they're going to send me back to jail for 4 to 5 years. It seems like a little bit of overreach for having burned 127 acres because this was not something he did deliberately. That's the kind of mild-mannered, understated people these are. But, you know, to say that it is a little bit of an overreach, I think, is really missing the point. It is far worse than that. They say, of course, that they burned had a control burn that got out of control. They were trying to stop invasive plants from growing onto their land as well as the land that they had purchased grazing rights for. And when you look at 127 acres, that is out of 26,420 acres that they had contracted for grazing. That is less than one half of 1% of that land that was burned. Okay, and they want to call them terrorists and arsonists and send them back to jail. Now, on the Bundy side, Ammon Bundy said, we have obtained appalling evidence that the U.S. Attorney's Office threatened the Hammond family with early detention and further punishment if the Hammond family continued to communicate with a certain individual. He says, in public, they haven't asked for our help, but in private, we're still needed. I talked to Dwight Hammond for probably close to an hour. His conclusion is basically, I do not want to be shot in the head. He had fear that if he actually rejected what was going on and stood up for the abuse and what was happening here, there would be somebody who would actually kill him. Fear, he says, is what their problem is. And I understand that. And I understand the courage of the Bundys. I saw it firsthand. I know they're upset about the sheriff there. As I point out, Clive and Bundy is saying the sheriff has a duty to protect life, liberty, and property of his citizens. And I believe he has failed totally here. And I agree. I think the sheriff should have stopped this overreach by these federal agents who clearly are on a vendetta against this family. But they go on to say that even Bundy is unsure of whether or not the protest is a good idea. Clive and Bundy said, I don't quite understand what they're trying to accomplish. He says, I think of it this way. What business does the Bundy family have in Harney County, Oregon? He says that if the people there don't want to stand up, he goes on to say, if the Hammonds won't stand up for their rights, if the sheriff and the county commissioners won't stand up for their rights, if the people who are there as protesters, as patriots, they don't have anybody to fight. And so that's what we were seeing. And that's what I saw going back to, as I point out, back into November when I first started covering this story. And I thought, there really isn't anybody to stand up to if they don't want to do anything. If they don't want to protect the Hammonds, if the Hammonds don't want to protect and stand up for their own rights, so what do you do? Well, they went there anyway. They had some protests, and then they took over a federal facility. And now they're saying that they're going to stay there indefinitely. They're going to create a rallying point. They say they may stay there for years. I don't see that happening. I'm not really sure what's going to happen at this point, but I don't think it's going to work out well for them. I don't think it's going to work out well for all of us who are trying to get control of the government. I think it's a bad tactic, a bad strategy. But let me give you the background that the mainstream media is not going to give you in this. Let me tell you why the ranchers are concerned about this. Of course, there is Agenda 21, the agenda for the 21st century that came out of the United Nations. And just like this recent climate treaty that they signed, what they do at the United Nations is they come up with step-by-step blueprints. They did it with the war on drugs. They created a very detailed schedule for the war on drugs. You know, drugs are broken down into four different schedules. Schedule 1 drugs are drugs that they say have absolutely no medical value, and they amazingly put marijuana into a Schedule 1 drug. So they say Schedule 1 drugs are the ones that they're going to control most closely. That whole war on drugs scheduling agenda, if you will, was created by the United Nations in 1961, and then it was implemented into U.S. law by Richard Nixon 10 years later in 1971 as he declared the war on drugs. We've seen the same thing happening with Agenda 21. They created this agenda. They had all the different steps that they would like for local communities to do, and now we're seeing that implemented community by community. It's called sustainability legislation, and they have their own little RAND Corporation meetings where they try to make it look like this is the decision of the community. But what they're doing is they're working off a United Nations agenda, just like the war on drugs is. And now they have, as of this September, they've created Agenda 2030, which is putting more details to it and giving it a time frame. And the point behind Agenda 21 is not about sustainable development. It is about getting people off of the land and forcing us into concentrated cities. You can look at the map for Agenda 21 and you can see precisely what they want to do. This is what's behind all of these trendy pushes for 200 square foot homes in New York and other towns that are more expensive than a home would be in the rest of the country. That is all part of Agenda 21. They want to close the vast area of America and force everybody into these tightly controlled reservations that we call urban areas, that we call cities. It really is a reservation system that they're trying to set up here. So clearly that is one aspect behind it. But you also have the out-of-control bureaucracies that are creating their own fiefdoms, bureaucracies that do criminal acts and get away with it. Remember, it wasn't that long ago that we had the BLM, very same agency that's involved here. They were involved in the criminal, illegal slaughter of horses. They were selling them to an individual. They were giving him these horses to him for less than it costs for them to transport the horses to him. So there were allegations of corruption as well. But even after they were told that this was going on, that these horses were being slaughtered, they continued to do it. That is an illegal act. And, of course, we've had Viggo Mortensen on talking about the project to try to save wild horses. This is something that is not new. It's something that is well known and well understood. And even when the BLM was told and shown that they were violating the law, they continued to do it. Nobody in the BLM is charged with anything. And even though they're giving this massive crony capitalist subsidy to this guy, which invites suspicions of massive corruption, nothing happened to anybody there. We've seen what the EPA did. We've had SWAT team raids on an Alaska gold mine back in 2013. We reported that here at InfoWars. We saw just recently how they tried to shut down an Oregon mining operation. We saw what the EPA did with a deliberate explosion of a gold mine that put out toxic waste throughout three states and an Indian reservation. This is what we're up against. An agency that operates with criminal immunity and then goes overboard and charges ranchers as terrorists. Stay with us. We're going to be right back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.